Cooper and Anthony Show.
BuzzFeed put out some of the greatest pickup lines ever. And I'm going to see if they work on you. Pretend we're in a bar, and you know, if I was single, I would so use these pickup lines.
Okay, I hope you wouldn't use a pickup line, but okay.
No, I would. So I mean, that's okay. Exactly what I would do.
All right.
Hey, girl, you a communist? Because I feel an uprising in my lower class.
Ew. That's so cheesy. That's so gross. Ew.
Are you my GPA? Because I swear I could do better.
Wait, that's kind of an insult. That's not really so much of a pickup line. Like, so
okay,
much
we'll try this one.
It's not a pickup. It's a put down line.
Hey, babe, you a hit woman? Because I would pay, and maybe you would take me out.
Wait, so I don't understand. So you're gonna pay, and I'm gonna take you out?
Or yeah, and maybe you could take me out because you're a hit woman.
So, but if I'm taking you out,
see, none of these work with you.
Wouldn't I be paying? I don't get it.
Are you breakfast? Because you look like you're the most important meal of my day.
That doesn't make any sense. I mean, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but what's that got to do with... How's that a pickup line? How is that a pickup line and not just a nutrition tip?
Your legs are no children, but I would sure love to raise them.
So you're, what if I have children and now that's gross? No, that's like, what are you, a pedophile? That's just, I don't like that one.
If I could choose between one night with you or winning the lottery, I would choose winning the lottery, but it would be close, real close.
Again, not really a compliment. So money is more important than being with me. Okay.
Are you an Amber Alert? Because someone reported you for kidnapping my heart.
All right, you're using a real thing that, like, an Amber Alert is when a child is taken against their will. You can't use that as a pickup line.
My lips are like Skittles. Want to taste the rainbow?
That doesn't even make any sense.
The only history I want to create is the history of you and me.
Well, we're history. Trust me.
None of these are working.
No, because they don't make any sense. These are illogical. They don't really make sense. You have to, like, a pickup line should be something where it's obvious that you're interested in me, you're doing something to make me feel better about myself, or you're complimenting me. All these feel like insults.
Do you know what would happen in zero gravity? I would still fall.
You'd
for
fall?
You.
Yeah, saw that coming a mile away.
Hey, girl.
You would just fall.
Are you a pirate? Because no. You put the curvy in scurvy.
What's that got to do with dating? Scurvy's a disease when you don't have vitamin C or something.
I was wondering if you're an artist because you were so good at drawing me in. Drawed me in.
I know, but it's drawing on paper or like drawing on a... I don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
None of these work. I would use all of these.
Working.
I would use all these. I would use the lottery one. That would be good. Choose between winning the lottery and hanging out with you. I'd pick the lottery, but it'd be close.
That's not really a compliment. And I would worry if you said me and not win the lottery.
Not the Skittles one? Rainbow? No,
no,
that's not good.
No,
Amber Alert? No.
No, you don't want to use a child being abducted as your way into a woman's hands.
See, I'm no good at these. So that's what...
No, you're really terrible at this. You know, like guys with pickup lines from when I was single, which was I spent a lot of time being single. Any guy starting a pickup line of any kind, it's a turnoff. Because it comes across as, like, so disingenuous. Like, you want a guy just to walk over and talk to you. Just talk, just say hi. Or just walk over and just sit down or, you know, wherever I am. It's like, just have a conversation. Be real. No woman wants to go out with a guy that would ever come up with a pickup line.
The bad thing is we can think of hi. We just don't know what to say after hi. Okay, if I say hi, you say hi, and then I don't know where to go. So then I'm going to go to the Skittles thing in your lips and taste the rainbow.
But that's not how you talk to people. Just, how about this? If there's a woman you're interested in, talk to her like she's an actual human being. Talk to her like she lives in this world.
Okay, but if she's hot, you know what I mean? I have a hard time talking to her. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I'm not good, you know? It's too hot.
You don't have to be like, I know, you don't have to be like witty and charming. Well, you should be witty and charming in the beginning.
Yeah, chicks say they want witty and charming and funny. So I'm being funny by telling you you're scurvy and curvy. No, not a good.
But that's, you know, but even that, it's not you. Like, you're funny. So if you want to be funny with a woman, just walk over and just find something funny to talk about or something funny to say or, you know, try that.
All right, how about this? I hope you know CPR because you just took my breath away. Look, how about that?
It's just, I don't know CPR, so you're just going to die. You're dying on the vine right here. Hey,
are you a parking ticket? Because you got fine written all over you.
Yeah, I think there's a t-shirt that says that.
If you're a vegetable, you would be a cucumber.
How about this? Anything that you can put on a t-shirt, don't say to a woman.
I like the cucumber thing.
I think I've seen that before. I think I've actually seen that on like Instagram.
Do you have a map? Because I could get lost in your eyes. See?
Ew.
Are you as...
I don't have a map because it's 2022.
Hey girl, are you as beautiful on the inside as you are on the outside? That's a good one.
Wait, that's it? There's no punchline?
Because you're fine on the inside. Are you fine in the inside like you're fine on the outside?
Okay, I had one guy that did something once that I thought was fucking amazing, and I actually ended up going out with him. I knew him socially. He sent me flowers, and he wrote on the card, "I sent these to you because I wanted these flowers to see how beautiful you are."
Oh, come on. That's as bad as the Skittles one.
I thought that was pretty good. Like, instead of like, you know, I want you to see how beautiful these flowers are, I wanted the flowers to see how beautiful you are. I was like, wow, that's... And it's a guy I knew. I knew him from the gym.
So I walk... You're hanging out at the bar, and I walk up to you, and I'm like, hey, I think there's something wrong with my phone. Could you call it real quick? See? Look at that. Now I got your phone number.
Is something wrong with your phone? Call
Could you call it to see if it works?
I know, but I don't work in tech. If you have a problem with your phone, just go to the Genius Bar. They'll help you.
If you're a transformer, you'd be Optimus Fine.
Is this a joke from 1997? I don't really... Are transformers still a thing? I don't think kids know what those are.
Your hand looks heavy. Could I hold it for you?
So you're calling me fat? You think calling me fat is the way in? Wow, you're terrible at this.
That's where your head goes. I want to hold your hand, but you're like, no, you just called me fat.
My hand looks heavy? You don't say anything on me looks heavy.
Is your name Google? Because you're everything I've been searching for.
But you don't search for Google. You search on Google.
On a scale of really 1 to America, how free are you tonight?
0. I'm on a bridge in Canada.